see it.
Yeah, you see, outsourcing, even the present Kenya really had tried to outsource the security section. But you see, the problem with Kenya really, as I told you, or the railway industry, as I told you, is it is a unique industry. They have their own regulation, they have their own traffic operator. They don't operate like any other organization. You know, in some organization, you can just use any security firm. But in Kenya really, you need somebody who knows what is railway and how the railway is, the operation is being done. So whatever they are going to outsource to whomever, we shall be able to recruit, because as I've said, this industry is a unique industry and there is no way they can do it in a different way, as far as I know, unless there are new technologies, which I'm not sure of.
Well, my question was, do you look at it as one way of killing trade union movement in the railway, or is just a usual, a normal way of management?
No, the membership would reduce, yes, and I should not say that they are killing the union. It is not true, they are not killing the union, because even employers decided to outsource, it is up to union to see to it that they recruit whoever is outsourced, and I'm not foreseeing any problem. But if it will happen in future, if it's a question of having members and they are recruited by another union, it's not all that bad, because what we want is to defend our workers. We know what is a trade union right. We are trying to fight for trade union right, better work, and reduction of poverty.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, this is on a general mode of your work as the Secretary General. Yeah. What could be other challenges that you face as the Secretary General of Kenya Railway Workers in conducting workers' issues worldwide or countrywide?
Yeah, there are a lot of challenges. You see, we are trade unions when we are talking on behalf of other people. And we always try as much as possible to accommodate their views, although we are not always 100% in whatever we are fighting for. We don't achieve exactly what people would have liked. And also, we take into consideration so many factors, like the economic factors. You know, you can't push a country beyond where they can be. They can go. In the end, you might even kill the industries instead of developing the industry. So we always negotiate rationally, and we just view things as they are. We understand the economy of our country, the level of our country. We know where we are.
We are very grateful, sir. We wish you the best in your trade union work.
Thank you.